Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning and happy Easter to all. It's a great day. A little bit in the cloudy side and drizzly, but, you know, that's what it's been like all spring. Great day to enjoy the family and have supper together as a unit and celebrate the holiday. And if we can help you with some ideas, hopefully during the week where you live, the weather will clear up and maybe even warm up a little bit, and you'll be able to get back in the yard and get the yard motivated. You know, it's a rough spring. Last year at this time, temperatures were in the 70s and 80s, and I mean, the whole country was really ahead of time, getting ready for spring. The trees were flowering. The trees were making leaves. The evergreens were making buds to get ready to make the new needles for the year. And this year, everybody still has their winter jacket on. The trees are showing no signs of really opening up those leaf buds. The evergreens are pretty much stagnant, and things are at a standstill. We are getting some of the early flowering trees coming into bloom, so don't get discouraged. That would be the worst thing you could do, getting discouraged because of the weather. And that's why you use a gardening book as a tool. You use that gardening book as idea of what you should be doing depending on the weather where you live. In the south, things are great. In the north and the northeast, things are very, very different. The weather is cooler. Snow is still in the air. Yesterday, I was headed to Rhode Island to talk at one of the Ann and Hope stores in Cumberland, Rhode Island. And as I drove through the North Shore of Boston at 8 o'clock in the morning, there was snow mixed in with the rain that was coming down. And in Maine, we had snow scattered all over the place. It didn't stick. It didn't accumulate. But, you know, you should not be seeing snow at this time of the year. Things should be improving. It's stuck. So until it gets unstuck and things really get growing, you're just going to have to deal with it and work around things. But never, please, do not get discouraged. And use your gardening book. Use your garden journals that you've kept the notes in the past as a guide for what you should be doing. But the weather determines everything. But don't get discouraged. You know, the crabgrass still isn't germinating, so you still have time to put down the crabgrass preventer. Your time is getting limited. Your forsythia, the yellow, beautiful yellow forsythia, golden yellow, is in bloom. Even here in southern Maine, it's looking great. So knowing that, you have got to get the crabgrass preventer on your lawn, because once we get some warm weather and that forsythia matures and some of the early flowers on the plant, when they begin to fall, when the yellow forsythia flowers begin to fall, it's an indication to you that some of the crabgrass is beginning to germinate. And once it germinates, the products that prevent them from germinating, it's too late. So, you know, if you had crabgrass last year get the product on your lawn now. Take advantage of the rain. You know, the old saying, April showers will bring you May flowers. Well, we've had a lot of rain. Where I live here in southern Maine, we've had like 5-6 inches of rain this month, and we're normally supposed to get, you know, 3 or 4. So we're a couple inches ahead. Still have a good week to go. So take advantage of the rain and put down your crabgrass preventer. And if it's not going to rain once you've applied it, then you're going to have to bring out the sprinkler and change it from a powder to a liquid, so that it can create that barrier. You know, this is the time, if you've got rose bushes, you should be pruning them back a little bit, cleaning and removing the dead, the broken branches, fertilizing them. You know, if you like organics, Dr. Earth has a great rose fertilizer. And that's something that you want to get on your roses right now. Motivate it. Get the food on there. The rains will dissolve the granules, change it to like juice coming out of that pellet. Well, the juice will work its way down to the roots. The roots will absorb the juice from your fertilizer, and it will motivate it when the days get nice. But you've got to get them cleaned. If you have hydrangea, especially the ball shape one, the cone ones that are called the PG, or the Annabelles. Those, don't worry about them. But if you have the red balls, the pink balls, or the blue balls, hydrangea varieties, do not touch them unless you want to cut them back if they're too tall. Last year I noticed, especially southern New England, into Rhode Island, Cape Cod, parts of Connecticut, with all the rain that we had, those hydrangeas got really big and really tall, lots of rain and a lot of heat early, so the new growths are shot out. If you want to cut them back, you can do that. But don't do a major pruning until when you look at the blue or the pink varieties, the ball-shaped hydrangea that bloom in July and August. Don't do a major cutting on those until the buds begin to break open, and you can see the start of green leaves. When you see the green leaves beginning to form, then you can prune, because you need to have buds with branches developing on the plant. Blue and pink ball-shaped hydrangeas bloom on the branches made last year. Some of the new varieties will bloom on the new growth. But the old-fashioned ones, some that most of you have, you look at your plant now, it looks like sticks. They look dead. The new growth that develops on those dead-looking sticks are the growth that will give you the flowers during the summer. So for now, if you see it's broken, take it off. Leave it alone. Fertilize it. Put an acid type fertilizer if you want to make them blue, something like Hollytone, or Dr. Earth has an azalea fertilizer. Put that azalea fertilizer on your hydrangea. So things that are designed for acid-loving plants, holly, rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel, that fertilizer can go on a blue hydrangea. It keeps the soil on the acidic side, keeping the flower blue, okay? If you use a fertilizer that's not acidic, or if you add some lime around your hydrangea, you could change them to pink. And some years, you could get a combination on the same flower where some of the petals are pink and some of the petals are blue. And speaking of hydrangea, if any of you are fortunate enough to get the beautiful hydrangeas right now for Easter, and they're blue and they're pink and they're lavender and there's all kinds of combinations, those types of hydrangeas that you receive from Easter to Mother's Day, they're called the florist hydrangea. they're a hydrangea that has been forced into bloom for the holiday. 9 out of 10 times, they are not winter hardy where you live. And by winter hardy, I mean you plant them, they're going to grow, they're going to be beautiful all summer, all fall, great leaves. During the winter, because they're not hardy enough, they will die back to the ground. You get all excited, the new growth will develop in the spring from the root system. But remember, the hydrangea makes flowers on year-old branches. The hydrangea that you are to buy for Easter dies back to the ground, so you won't have any flowers from it. So what you do is, if you get, as a gift, and I love the Easter hydrangea because it blooms in your house for so long, after the holidays, repot it in a container twice the size that it's in now, grow it on your deck, let the frost knock it down in the fall, and put that hydrangea in your tool shed, in your garage, in your basement for the winter. Bring it up in March, grow it in your home, and it will be in bloom for May.
Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertilome from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced, better science, better results. FairAdvance.com.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about ExtendoVite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know ExtendoVite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from ExtendoVite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Guidance Club. Our phone number, it's toll-free, 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Talk with Don. He'll get you set up, and we'll work together to get your yard out to a good start, maybe to help to motivate you. For those of you that receive our newsletter, we discuss all of the Easter plants that will be presented to you and to friends during this holiday season. And I mentioned the hydrangea that you receive at this time of the year. Usually from Easter to Mother's Day is when it's most available. Also, azaleas that you receive at this time of the year. Azaleas received out of bloom. Like at Christmas time, you can buy azaleas as a present. You can buy azaleas in bloom right now as a gift. And normally when they're out of their normal blooming time, they are a florus type hydrangea. And normally, not every time, but normally they are varieties that would be not as hardy as what you would buy outside. So, like the hydrangea, what I'd like to have you do is enjoy it in your home. Keep it as cool as possible. The cooler you can keep it, the longer it's going to bloom for you. But when the blooming cycle ends, the azalea will make new growth. And then I want you to repot it into a container, at least an inch or two larger in size, and take that azalea and grow it on your deck, on your porch, on your patio. And you're going to leave that plant outside growing, and it will grow probably 2, 3, 4 inches, depending on the color that you got. And you're going to keep those on your deck, porch, patio, until October, and maybe even later. Let it get really, really cold out before you bring it in. And it's okay to have a frost hit them. Keep them cold. And then once we get into mid-October, take that plant and put it in your garage, someplace where you can get some light on it. And you're going to keep it on the cool side. I'm going to keep it moist. And you can bring that azalea into your home in late November or even after Christmas, and it will bloom for you during the winter. Again, it will bloom out of its normal flowering time, but it will bring you some color. So you could have that azalea that's going to be blooming from Easter to Mother's Day and have it rebloom without doing anything. No fooling it like you do a poinsettia, but you can bring it back into your home and it will flower for you for Christmas or after Christmas, depending on when you bring it in. So you can have a lot of fun with some of these plants. The secret to anything that you receive for Easter is to keep it as cool as possible. Keep it out of the window, if at all possible. Because if you take potted tulips or potted daffodils and you put it on the windowsill where it's going to get hot sun, those flowers are going to open up so fast with the direct sun and with the heat that the flowering time will be lessened. It'll be shorter. Keep them cool. Keep them out of the direct sun and enjoy them. When the flowers go by, cut the flowers off as close to the foliage as possible. And you want to try and keep it in your home until things warm up a little bit. And then you can plant them. Tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, any spring flowering bulb. Your Easter lily, your beautiful white Easter lily. Or if you're able to get the orientals, which are pink, yellow, red, and fragrant. Oh, fragrant like crazy. Those bulbs can be replanted in your garden. And they'll come back next year and bloom at their normal time. Do not pull them apart. Set them in the ground as one clump. Your potted bulbs, tulips, daffodils, hyacinths, put them 3 inches deeper in the ground than the pot. And your lilies, either the white or the orientals, 6 inches deeper into the ground. That will help a great deal. And they'll bloom. Easter lilies will bloom in June next year.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fits standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Easter if you're just joining us. It's going to be a nice day. It's a great day for family, a great day for visiting the family and friends and neighbors. The season is here. Mother Nature's just not cooperating, so please do not get discouraged. You know, the work that you can be doing, the edging of the beds, the applications of fertilizers, the mulch that needs to be put down. Get it done. Get it done now so that when the weather does warm, you won't have to be running to get everything caught up. And if we can help you, the number to call is 800-259-9231. Okay? Call Don. He's ready for you. And we're going to work together so that you have a beautiful yard this year. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready for Easter?
Absolutely. Ready and rare.
Did you get some chocolate bunnies and some little peeps?
I would, except I don't like peeps. I avoid strangely packaged marshmallows at all costs.
In all different colors.
Absolutely.
Who do we have up first this morning, Don?
Up first, we have Dwight from Midcoast, Maine, who has a question about an azalea.
Dwight, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a garden that just started last year. I had a problem with thistles last year, so I moved my garden to a new spot, and okay. I've decided to enlarge it. In the spot that I'm going to be enlarging it to, I have an azalea that's already in bud. Is it okay to move the azalea now, or should I wait until its, you know, flowers are going by?
Okay, that's a really good question and very timely too, Dwight. This time of the year, while your azalea is dormant, is the perfect time because what you have above the ground, you know, the branches and the leaves and the buds, whatever you have above the ground, The same thing, if it's been planted for 3 years or more, is the same size below the ground. And there's no way that you're going to be able to get every single root that's in the ground when you dig it to relocate it to a different spot. You're going to try and get as much as you can, but, you know, it's not always possible. While the plant is dormant, that's okay. So you're going to dig the plant, again, get as much root ball, and with all the rain we've had, the soil's going to stick together with all that moisture. So move it to a new location, plant it at the same depth that you're taking it out into the new hole, put some compost, put some manure, and if you can put some sea kelp, I love sea kelp, and there's a company in Maine now that is now making it called Vitamin C Seaweed, and sea kelp is great. So you put the sea kelp, compost, plant it, form it into position, give it a good drink, and what will happen is your azalea will come into bloom, and after the blooming cycle is the growth cycle. The plant knows that you didn't get every single root, and it will only make enough foliage that the current root system can support. So normally, an azalea will grow between 3 and 6 inches, depending on the variety. If the plant lost, let's say, a third of the root, the plant knows that, and it will compensate and make less new growth so that the plant isn't stressed when the heat arrives here during the winter of next year. The following year, once the plant is reestablished, then you'll be in great shape. The plant will have a whole new root system, and normal growth will resume. So right now, you know, it's cold out. You're not quite sure what to do. If you need to move something, azaleas, rhododendron, holly, magnolias, small trees that you can handle, now is the time to move them. Perennials. You can dig your perennials right now. Move them to a new location. Rose bushes can be dug, moved to a new location. There'll be a lot less stress on them. And if you own some land and you have, say, some wild birches growing and you want to dig some of those, or some white pine, you can dig wild birches, white pine. If you live by the seashore and you have the wild beach roses growing on your property, and you will want to transplant them, now's the time to transplant wild growing plants, because there's no foliage, and they can withstand this moving much easier than when the foliage begins to develop on the plant. So while things are dormant, while the temperatures are cool, now's the best time to get them moved on your property. You can't plant in patience, it's too cold. So get the bulwark done. And moving plants, dividing plants, this is the best time of the year to do it. Okay? So take advantage of it. It's giving you some extra time to do things like that. Look at it that way. It's positive. It's not negative. It's cold out, that's okay. Because it's cool, we can move things around much, much easier. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Call us. We're here to help you. Dawn, who's up next?
Up next we have Beth from Maine, who has a question about bulbs.
Beth, good morning and happy Easter to you. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
I had some bulbs that did not get put into the ground this past fall. Tulips and little wee crocuses. Can I plant them now, or what should I do?
Well, what I want you to do before you waste all your time, sometimes the bulbs don't survive because they really need to go into the ground and develop a root system during the fall. So squeeze the bulb. Make sure that it's really hard. It's not soft. It's not mushy. Okay? Then what I would do is to take a sharp knife and sacrifice one bulb and cut it in half. And there should be moisture in that bulb. So if you take your knife and you cut into the tulip and it's all dried out, you may also see the little plant in the center of the tulip has dried out and maybe even turned brown or black. Okay. Don't waste your time. Throw them away. If you cut into it and there's still some juice, there's still moisture in it, plant them. They may not flower, but at least they're going to survive and they have a chance to redevelop foliage. They will come up this year and they have a chance to make brand new foliage that will make energy for the plant to possibly give you flowers next season. Okay? So, but before you do everything, sacrifice one, cut it, look for moisture, look for juice in it. And if there's some, then there's a good chance it's going to survive. Thank you. We appreciate that phone call.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Now, what I want you to do at this time of the year, we've talked about pruning back your roses, going easy on your hydrangea. Try and repair everything that was damaged. If you have arborvitae, for example, beautiful cone-shaped evergreen, cylindrical. We had some wet snow where you live. Sometimes those arborvitaes will kind of split apart. Tie them back together. What you need to do, if they're small plants, you can use garden jute. Not nylon, but jute that will, in time, rot and fall apart. Pull them back together. If they're big plants, what you're going to need to do is if you've got an old hose, and we all have hoses that leaks, save that hose for this purpose. What you would do is you would buy some aluminum wire, flexible aluminum wire. And if you don't have an old hose, you can buy at your local hardware store poly tubing. You know, it's clear tubing that you would use in like a fish tank. You can buy that by the foot or by the yard. And if you've got arborvitaes that are splitting, you get some aluminum wire, feed it through a piece of plastic tubing. You pull the two plants together. You put a piece of tubing around the two branches or three branches that's got some wire inserted inside of it. And you make a circle to hold them together so they're not away from each other. And then twist the ends of the wire to hold it together. The tubing is going to act as a cushion so that the wire doesn't dig into the branches. Don't make it tight. Give it some room for future growth. And if you could do it a couple of times, you know, about halfway up where the split is happening, that will hold it together, and then halfway from there to the top of the plant. That way you get that nice shape back. And that way when the new growth forms, the plants will look a lot nicer. So repair some of the damage that's happened to your plants. If you have evergreens, for example, my holly, I planted some beautiful blue girl hollies in front of my house last year. They look terrible. I mean, they look terrible. They're brown, they're yellow, they got some green in them, but they don't look very good right now. I want you to feed them. Get some Hollytone fertilizer. Get some Acid Lovers fertilizers by Dr. Earth. And get these plants fertilized now. The moisture will activate the food. The food will be absorbed by the root system of your plant. And that will stimulate the buds. And when the weather gets warm, and it will get warm, the old foliage that's damaged, that doesn't look good, that's unrepairable, will fall. But there's some dormant buds on your plants. And those dormant buds will burst open, and it will form a brand new leaf. And I know some of you are saying, my plant looks terrible. Mine looks terrible, believe me. I'm going to feed them, I'm going to pamper them, and most of the time they will come back. It may not be as good as it was last year. It may take a couple of years, but fertilize them now to help to give them additional energy so that they can repair the damage that happened during their first year or even second year in the garden. It makes a big, big difference in the overall quality of your plants. You know, so do that. So that's one of the jobs for outside. Fix your split plants. Feed your plants that don't look good. Put your bark mulch around them. Now, there's a new product on the market, and I want you to look for this and just look at it. It's so different. It's called Sweet Peat. And it was developed in Connecticut. It's now available all over the Northeast. And Sweet Peat is unique because you use it as a bark mulch. It will protect your plants. It will beautify your beds, and it will fertilize your plants at the same time, helping it grow. So when you're at the garden center, ask them to look at Sweet Peat. It's cocoa brown in color, nice texture, and it will help your plants.
Is your lawn temperamental? You know, bare spots and weeds that keep reappearing? Or damage due to insects, disease, and drought, no matter what you do? If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, look no further than Jonathan Green, a brand that rises above the rest. Black Beauty Grass Seed by Jonathan Green grows turf grasses that root deeply and have an invisible waxy coating, similar to what you might find on an apple, to preserve moisture and ward off stress. Jonathan Green organic lawn fertilizers contain humates to improve the soil, so your grass has a solid foundation upon which to feed. Plus, they cost less than half the price of a lawn service. And don't forget MagiCal, organic soluble calcium. MagiCal rapidly raises soil pH faster than lime, bringing your soil back into balance and releases untapped nutrients. Time-honored tradition, scientific innovation, superior products. Jonathan Green, 5 generations of naturally beautiful lawns and gardens. Available at Ace Hardware and your local garden center.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
With Scott's 4-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the 4 bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with 4 feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoods. FoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Happy Easter to all of you just joining us. The sun's coming out here in Kennebunk, Maine, where I live. The sky's blue, and it's not raining. Maybe things will even warm up, and we can enjoy our yards. Daffodils are looking good, poking up through the ground. Tulips are beginning to show some signs. And if you live in an area where you have rabbits and deer, remember, it's been cold, so the naturally occurring food that these animals survive on in the wild are not coming up as fast as they should because of the cooler temperatures. So they're hungry. They're looking for a food source. They love tulips. Tulips is like dessert. You know, if you love a strawberry shortcake or a big dish of ice cream, the rabbit, the deer, when they see your tulips, and your crocuses, they're going to say, whoa, we have dessert at your house. So just be aware of it. And if you have these animals, you better get something down. Shake Away, Barbex, they've got some great products that you can put right on that foliage and in your gardens, and that will prevent the deer from going in. And again, it's been cold, and their natural foods are not germinating. They're not producing the foliage because of the cold temperature. So they're going to come out of the woods. They're going to see a house, and they're going to see signs of daffodils in bloom. They're going to come. They won't touch the daffodils, but they are going to eat your tulips and other bulbs on your property. So put some kind of repellent on them right now, or you could lose the color of them. John, who's up next?
Up next, we have Jenny from Kennebunkport, Maine, who has a question about a butterfly bush.
Jenny, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and happy Easter.
Happy Easter, and good morning. I have a question. I have a couple of butterfly bushes, and I'm not sure if I'm supposed to cut them all the way back, or do I leave the growth, last year's growth?
What you want to do, Jenny, is you should cut it back by about a third. You don't want to cut it all the way to the ground because now, if you do that, the root system has to work real hard to make all kinds of new growth. So if you've got a plant that, let's say, is 3 feet tall, first thing you do is to cut back all of the dead growth that's on it, any of the branches that don't show any signs of making new growth, scratch it with your fingernail. And if there's green under there, you know, maybe wait a little bit longer. But I like to cut back butterfly bush by about a third to try and help the plant to concentrate on making some new growth lower on the plant and to make it wider. I never cut them back to the ground. Just like roses. The gardening books say to cut them back to a foot. In New England, or if you live where it's cold, it takes longer for that rose bush to get going. So I never cut it back to a foot. I may go to 18 inches, sometimes even 2 feet, depending on the variety. Give it some additional wood to make the new growth on. I do get rid of any skinny branches. So on your butterfly bush, any really skinny branches, remove those. And that way the energy can concentrate on the larger, the stronger looking branches. So clean them. Cut them back a little bit, but never any shorter than 2 to 3 feet. Okay? And then feed them. A general purpose fertilizer by like Plant Tone will do a great job on it. A general purpose fertilizer like from Dr. Earth, that will motivate the plant. And the thing that's nice about the Dr. Earth, in his bag, he has what he calls probiotics. And probiotics is a combination of different microbes that's blended into that fertilizer to motivate the plant to have better roots, produce better foliage, produce more flower buds. So use something that's organic, something that's natural. All of the Dr. Earth products are natural. All of the Espoma, Plant Tone, and Holly Tone, those are natural. They last longer. A product like a 10-10-10 is chemical. It's a good food, but you have to say to yourself, it's a chemical, and I have to do it every single month. That's it. And when you use a 10-10-10, there's no mycorrhiza. There's no bacteria. There's no fungi. So there's no additive. It's like, do you take just vitamin B and C, or do you want all of the other vitamins? You take a multiple. That way you get a little bit of everything, and it makes you feel better. Do that with your fertilizer. Buy organics with the microbes. Better for the plant.